Genetic entropy is something that he mentions a lot in this book. Genetic entropy is really, really stupid.
But I'm also not a geneticist, and not kind of, that's not really my world. Yeah, I'll be the first one to admit that I'm not a geneticist.
Again, I'm not a geneticist. I can't say for certain genetics is not my forefront.
Because I'm not a geneticist.
Again, not a geneticist.
And I'm not a geneticist.
I'm not a biochemist.
I don't. I'm not a geneticist.
We should have a conversation about genetic entropy. I've heard you speak to, like, CRISPR and stuff like that before, and I would be very interested to have that chat. I'm not very, you know, well-versed, as I said, for, like, the 20th time. I'm not very well-versed in genetics.
Yes, so here's the thing, and I'm going to use this to segue into genetic entropy, because I feel like that's kind of where you're, you know, pulling a little bit, which is fine, because I got my notes right here, because I don't know enough about genetics.
Again, I cannot emphasize enough how this is not my field.
I would, as I continued to kind of begrudgingly admit throughout the course of this conversation, that genetics really isn't kind of my field. I can talk to you a lot about, you know, other stuff, but genetics isn't it.
I don't know about, because this isn't my field.
Genetics really isn't kind of my field.
We're not going to be touching very much on genetic entropy. I feel very comfortable hand-waving it.
I'm not a geneticist.
That's not my field. I wish I could give you a better answer.
I can't give you great answers, because I don't know them.
Human Genome Project was completed in April of 2003. Now, this was a project that went on for 13 years. Some scientists decided, let's figure out where we came from. Let's figure out what our genetics are made of and what's going on inside of our bodies from generation to generation. And they found that we actually lose 1-2% of our information as human beings per generation. So, for example, my son, he has 1-2% less genetic information than I do. When he has a son, he's going to have 1-2% less genetic information. Evolution teaches that information gets better. We start adding information through mutations, they say. But these scientists in the Human Genome Project, worldwide, world-renowned scientists, all of our best, decided and they found that we lose information. Folks, you can only lose so much information before we're going to go extinct.